Hi, good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is Talking About the Law. I'm Bob Flynn. Today we have a little different show. Today we're talking about movies. We're talking about movies related to lawyering, to the courts, to trials, and to the law. Movies kind of really do represent what people think. In the case of movies we'll talk about, these movies really represent what America and the world is looking at when they look at systems of justice like ours. We'll see a lot of humor, tragedy, conflict. They're loaded with suspense and raw emotions. And not only that, but we have today with us all the hosts, three of the hosts of Talking About the Law with us. And we have a special guest with us who is not he's a movie buff. Why don't we put it that way? Dave, tell us who you are.
Hi, Bob. David Rubin. I'm a trial attorney in Framingham, and I have a heavy concentration in family law and divorce.
And his real pedigree is he's a host of Talking About the Law. Another host, Frank?
Yeah, this is Frank Riccio, and I do mainly medical negligence cases, personal injury cases, and I'm also a trial attorney.
And your real pedigree is you're the host of Talking About the Law. And I'm Bob Flynn, and I represent people seriously injured in accidents. Today we're also very fortunate to have with us somebody from WCRN Radio 830 AM, Guy Ferranti. Guy, welcome.
Hi, Bob.
And tell us who you are. Well, I'll tell everybody who you are. You are the world's greatest salesman. That's
Thank
what
you, Bob.
You are. The guy runs the sales at WCRN. Great place to advertise. And today he's our movie editor buff contributor.
Yes, I got a couple of movies that I really like myself, and a couple of TV series when I was a kid who I watched regularly.
So what we're going to try to do is kind of go through what our favorite movies are that concern our topic. And Dave, maybe you could lead us off.
Thanks, Bob. One of my favorite movies is Anatomy of a Murder, starring Jimmy Stewart and Ben Gazzara and George C. Scott. Makes one of his early appearances in the movie as a real firebrand prosecutor. But what happens in Anatomy of a Murder is you have the Ben Gazzara character being charged with murder and rape of someone who he says raped his wife. And so he's now in jail awaiting trial when Jimmy Stewart, his smooth-talking defense attorney, comes in to see him. And the problem which the Ben Gazzara defendant has is that he killed the guy that allegedly raped his wife over an hour after the incident happened. So he can't say that it was done in the heat of the moment or a self-defense. So he asks his attorney, Jimmy Stewart, who's a seasoned prosecutor, recently turned defense attorney, how should I explain this? And Jimmy Stewart says to him, "You think about it. That's up to you." And what the underlying tension here, which goes on all of the time between attorneys and their clients, whether we're talking about criminal law, divorce, personal injury, medical malpractice, business litigation, is how much does the lawyer, quote unquote, coach the client to testify on a particular story to make it fit the legal pigeonholes of whatever is needed to, in this case, get the acquittal. So Jimmy Stewart tells his client to think about it. He leaves the jailhouse that day. They come back the next day, and they gradually go over what the defense is, and they come up with eventually a temporary insanity defense, which leads to the gradual acquittal of the client when they get to trial. The
So Ben Gazzara is acquitted?
Ben Gazzara gets acquitted. And, you know, the you get into the gray area here, you know, as I said before, of, you know, how much is the testimony of the client and how much can the attorney representing the client explain to the client what the law is before they go over the magic line of suborning perjury. And sometimes it's a fine line and it's not always clear. What I find interesting about that also is that in contrast to the Perry Mason model that we have all seen on TV, where the truth comes out clear and pristine, when Perry Mason discovers the truth from the witness that is lying, what you have in Anatomy of a Murder and some of the other movies that we're going to be talking about is that the so-called truth is a much more gray area. It's far more nuanced, and that's closer to the reality, I think, of what we deal with day to day, rather than the clear, pristine truth of Perry Mason.
You know, a few of the interesting things about that movie that strike me as really interesting is include that Jimmy Stewart is doing a definite Jimmy Stewart thing. He plays a lawyer, like we'll see in some of our other movies we'll talk about, who is a kind of a aw shucks kind of guy, kind of folksy, kind of understated. He had, you know, been a district attorney, but now he's spending most of his time fishing, and he's prevailed upon to represent this man. And he's doing it for all of the best reasons.
There's a very funny line in the movie, you may remember, Bob, where he's going toe-to-toe with the aggressive prosecutor played by George C. Scott.
Who's a mean guy.
Yeah, and he says, ah, geez, you know, I'm just a country lawyer from upstate Michigan going against this hotshot lawyer, big city lawyer from Lansing, Michigan. You know, it's kind of a funny way of his contrasting his style to the city slicker that George C. Scott represents.
In terms of the actors in that movie, there are some really notable actors and actresses. There's a man from Boston. He was Joe Welch, who was at Hale and Dorr, which was then the big firm in Boston. Today it's merged and is even bigger. But Joe Welch represented the Army at the McCarthy hearings in the early 50s.
Yes, as a matter of fact, you're absolutely right. And he was not an actor.
He
was a lawyer. He was a judge during the McCarthy hearings. And his claim to fame as an attorney to McCarthy during the hearings on the anti-American activities was, and he said this to McCarthy, "Sir, don't you have any sense of decency?" And it was that kind of sense of righteousness that attracted the attention of the director, was Otto Preminger.
Otto Preminger.
To get him involved. And, you know, he makes a very persuasive judge, but he was the one guy that was not a professional actor in that movie.
And, you know, before we leave it, we have to mention Lee Remick was there as the girlfriend or the wife, and Eve Arden was in it as the secretary. George Scott, Ben Gazzara, it was a cast of, it was just a great cast for that era. And Duke Ellington actually played a role in it.
Duke Ellington produced the music.
Yeah,
if you listen to the jazz, which is, you know, it's terrific music for you jazz aficionados out there.
Frank, what comes to your mind?
There are so many, you know, I'm a movie addict. There's so many great lawyer movies. One of the great ones is actually My Cousin Vinny, which is so great on so many levels. And it's
Frank,
a little.
You're going to find this hard to believe. We talk too much. We're going to be right back, and you're leading us off with My Cousin Vinny, my favorite movie.
Thanks, Bob.
This is Bob Flynn, Dave Rubin, Frank Riccio, and Guy Ferranti talking about the lore of movies.